Isaiah did not become so depressed and discouraged that he just threw in the towel, so to speak, and say, what's the use? The society is sick. It's sinful. And it deserves judgment. No, he didn't do that. He recorded in verse 21 the covenant of God, saying, my word is in your mouth. My spirit is upon you. And then look at chapter 60. Praise God. Arise, shine. That's not just a cry to get up and have some coffee. That's a command to go ahead and let your light shine. Praise God. And the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. Oh, praise God. I'm thankful that that's what we're able to rely upon and look. And though there be darkness, you're going to shine. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for that. I got so excited about that, I want to preach about light. John chapter 8. Praise God. And verse 12, very, very familiar passage we know. Let's read it together, John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. Amen. I hope these passages that are very, very familiar to us and probably can be quoted don't become old, don't become so familiar that we pass over all that's there. But again, to appreciate, recognize, know, understand, comprehend, he really is the light of the world. And when we follow him, we don't walk in darkness. We have light, light that is life. Praise God. Oh, what an amazing God we serve. Amen. You can be seated. God bless you. Light is something we appreciate. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we are losing daylight to the tune of 5 minutes and 30 seconds a day. But cheer up. Praise God. In about 2 months, it's going to go the other way. 3 months at the most. Praise God. And we're going to enjoy that increase. Praise God. Have you had power outages? You lived in power outages, my wife and I, when we were pastoring in Huna. 8 days, the power plant. There are diesel generators that provide electricity for the town, and there was problems. I think there was 3 generators and had problems with all of them. And for 8 days, we were without power. And that makes things very interesting. And but praise God, they came back on. And I'm thankful that we lived through that. Amen. Oh, my. I'm thankful the Lord doesn't have a power outage. I'm thankful he doesn't have to, you know, say, we're aware of the problem. We're working on it. We're fixing it. I'm thankful it's there all the time. When he declared, let there be light. Oh, man. What an incredible statement. What an amazing power he demonstrated in that creation. We can call it cosmic light. We can call it natural light. I'm thankful it's spiritual light that he was able to bring forth in an amazing way. Praise God. Amen. And Edison with his inventions. And isn't it amazing how we've gone through these different generations of light? These curly lights were going to be the answer to everything. And now we've got LED that's even better. It amazes me there's no heat anymore in the bulb. Remember how you could use a 100-watt bulb to defrost pipes back in the day because of the heat that's coming off of it. And now you hardly feel anything. I guess that's a good thing. And then hopefully it makes the power usage and the price be in your favor. But What's in your favor is the Lord declaring, I am the light of the world. Praise God. Now, he's not making a brand new declaration in saying this. No, this is prophecy. He's fulfilling prophecy. You go to Isaiah 9 and 2, and the scripture says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Amen. Not an ordinary light, but a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death. Oh, David made reference to that. Upon them hath the light shined. Thank God. And then we go to 49 and verse 6. And he's not making a play on words here. It's a light thing. Thou shouldest be my servant. He's saying that that's nothing for God. That's easy. He can do it. He can bring it about. It's a light thing. But we make a play on words there and say, yeah, it is a light thing. Praise God. The Lord brings that light. Amen. He goes on to say, I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Praise God. Amen. I don't know what you would call the end of the earth. Some people might consider Sterling that. Well, we were kind of joking about the Yukon, Alaska Yukon, and then there was a church in Yellowknife. Visited in Yellowknife. Talk about the end of the earth. Yellowknife, where the streets are paved with gold, they say. There's a big gold mine there. And we were over there, Brother Blackshear and I, visiting with the Smeatons and attempting to establish a church. So somebody else is there now with a church. Praise God. But anyway, we were talking about, if we our district expanded beyond the Yukon and into the Northwest Territories, what would we call that district? And I said, how about the top of the world district? And somebody from Florida said, how about the end of the world district? He didn't have any understanding of it. But the Lord's light, how powerful, praise God. And we know Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled in the words of Matthew. And verse 16, Matthew 4, verse 16, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Praise God. Luke 2 and 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles. Thank God that there is the fulfillment of the prophecy in Jesus Christ, who declared, I am the light. Amen. John wrote about it in the opening chapter of his gospel. He talked about it in several verses. Light was the life in verse 4. In verse 5, light shineth in darkness. Amen. In verse 8, John the Baptist came to bear witness of the light. In verse 9, it was the true light, not artificial, not man-made, not man-constructed. No, it was the true light. And thank God, that's the light that lightens us today, and we don't walk in darkness. I like the way God used light again and again. When he said, let there be light, he continued that use of light to bring about his direction and his guidance. Moses and the burning bush, the fire that was there, the bush that was not consumed, the pillar of fire at night in escape from Egypt. Thank God the Lord stepped in with his power. And it always amazes me to read how the pillar that was there was darkness on the side of Pharaoh's army and light on the side of the Israelites, rather, who were fleeing from Egyptian bondage. Thank God for the light. God won't forsake you. God won't cease to light your way. Thank God. He'll be there for you and minister in a powerful way. Look what Jesus said in John 3:19. The condemnation. Light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light. And he gives the reason for that paradox, because their deeds were evil. They didn't want to come to the light. They didn't want their deeds to be exposed. They didn't want the demonstration of where they were. They hate light and won't come to that light. But oh, thank God, he that doeth truth. Aren't you glad you're doing truth? Amen. Not just knowing truth, not just hearing truth, but doing truth. You come to the light. Amen. And thank the Lord. They're manifest. They're wrought in God. They're brought forth in the Lord and his power, the demonstration of his strength. Thank the Lord that there is that recognition that Jesus is the light. You know, he said that three times. We read John 8 and 12, John 9 and 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Praise God. John 12 and 46, I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. There's that contrast. There's that difference. Thank God. The devil would like to bring darkness because he multiplies despair. The devil would like to emphasize darkness because he wants to drag you down in depression. But thank God, the Lord declared, I am the light. And that's what we can hold on to. That's what we believe. Thank God. And the Lord opens it up. Whosoever believeth. Thank God. I'm thankful that we don't have to abide in darkness, because believing on the light brings about the illumination for the Lord to say, I am the light of the world. Praise God. Look at all the needs that he meets. We emphasize the light here in this particular passage, but look how he says he's bread. He's the door. He's the good shepherd. He's the resurrection and the life. He's the Lord and Master. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the true vine. All of these needs that he meets, all of these situations that he takes care of, all of these opportunities that he has to demonstrate his power in our situations of need and desperation. Thank God that John would record them. And John's not done, or the Lord's not done, revealing to John how powerful he is. He continues in Revelation, I am Alpha and Omega. I am first and last. I am he that liveth. I am alive forevermore. I am King of kings. I'm Lord of lords. I'm the Word of God. I'm faithful and true. I'm the beginning and the end. Oh, thank God. We have all that we need in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he says, follow me. He that followeth me is not going to walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Praise God. Now, notice that verse 12 where we read, Jesus spoke again to them. Who is he speaking to? Who is he continuing the conversation with? Who is he instructing? We look at the opening verses of chapter 8. Chapter 8 is very unique. Much truth that is established there. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And verse 36, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. The devil is a liar, the father of lies, in verse 44. And we want to deny his deceit and not follow after that. Amen. But verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. Praise God. Amen. So much that is there. But we go to the beginning of chapter 8, and the situation develops here as the Lord is teaching in the temple, and rudely interrupted. No concern, no awareness of protocol being polite or anything like that. They thrust this poor woman before the Lord and says, she is taken in adultery. Moses' law says she should be stoned. But what sayest thou? No, they're not expecting mercy. They're not expecting compassion. They're setting a trap. They're trying to catch him in denying what the law says. And they pressed the point. They kept asking. They kept demanding. But Jesus just stooped down and began to write on the ground. At first, perhaps that poor woman was thinking, he's going to pick up stones. He's going to join them in their condemnation. They're going to take my life. But no, that's not what Jesus did. He said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. What he was casting out was demons. Praise God. Demons that bring torture, demons that bring darkness, demons that bring oppression. That's what Jesus was casting out. No, he's not going to cast stones at her. He's going to cast out doubt. He's going to cast out fear. Praise God. He's going to cast out discouragement. He's going to cast out depression. That's the kind of God we're serving. That's who we're following. Praise God. I'm thankful that we're able to call upon him. He wrote on the ground as if he didn't hear. And so they kept on asking, but they got the answer they were not expecting. He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone. And what they did not expect was the spotlight of conviction to be shining upon them and their conscience smoting them. And they began to walk away, dropping their stones in the dust, from the eldest to the youngest, because nobody could qualify to match the statement that Jesus made. Praise God. But oh, I'm thankful that the Lord was able to turn to her. Where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she answered in her soft, shameful voice, no man, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Oh, what powerful words. What wonderful words. She hadn't heard anything like that for such a long time. She had done things that she was ashamed of, things that she should have been stoned for. But the Lord declaring, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. Praise God. Amen. Not only did the Lord give the command, but I believe he gave the power. Your life has changed. You don't have to follow those sinful acts. You don't have to continue down that road. You don't have to look at yourself as only valuable as a sex object. No, you can be free. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Amen. He declared, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him can be saved. And thank God that salvation is taking place right there. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, thank God. I'm not going to agree with the condemnation of the devil. I'm not going to agree when he comes with accusation, when he comes with to try to pull you down. But oh, thank God I can claim there is no condemnation, devil. There is nothing that is going to pierce through the blood of Jesus Christ and bring about a condemnation. But I'm forgiven. I'm cleansed. I'm washed. I'm free. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the light that I can follow, and I'm not in darkness. Thank God. So, did she hear Jesus say, I am the light of the world? That's verse 12, right after he told her, go and sin no more. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Now, darkness was what she was used to. Darkness was where she operated. Darkness was what she concealed her, she hoped, concealed her activities of adultery. But now the Lord's saying, walk in the light. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that she could live in that light and no longer walk in darkness. Praise God. Amen. Saul of Tarsus, very stubborn man, very intelligent man, very educated in the ways of Hebrew law, studied at the feet of Gamaliel. Not a very good student of his, because Gamaliel's the one who said, if it's of God, you're not going to overthrow it. If it's of man, it's going to come to nothing anyway. But if it's of God, you're not going to overthrow it. But oh, Saul of Tarsus did his best to try, did his best to pull it down and tear it apart. But he was the one knocked down in the dust of the Damascus Road, a light from heaven. He later testified it was a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun. Praise God. And it was so strong it knocked him down. He was blind for 3 days, blind to natural things, blind in a physical sense, but able to see spiritually, able to hear spiritually. God, help us not to be so caught up in this world that we can't hear the voice of our God, that we can't see what He's directing us to do. Amen. We have to be struck blind in order to be able to see it. No, I hope to choose what God's doing. You know, so frustrating sometimes. Now, I have to preach about this in another message, but here's a preview. So frustrating that I try to update my computer, and it ran all last night trying to update, and it said 17 days left. So I brought it to church, and I have it downloading now, but because it quit. After, you know, it just said the connection's not strong enough, and it stopped. So I had to do it again, and it's still doing it now. God help us not to be like a stupid computer, that the connection is so poor that God's got to say over and over and over and over and days and days and days for you to get it. No. Praise God. Receive what He's trying to put in you. Listen to what He's trying to tell you. Open your eyes to what He's trying to show you. Praise God. And let you become empowered to do even more for His name. I'm going to preach about that someday. Praise God. But Paul had a change come to his life. And he writes about it in 2 Corinthians 4. He talks about the God of this world blinding the minds of them which believe not. He was part of that. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He had trouble understanding that. He had difficulty grasping that. He was trying to protect what he believed was right in the ways of the Israelites. And when he asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" the light turned on for him. Because Jesus said, I am Jesus. Praise God. And he immediately made that connection. In verse 6, God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank the Lord. He now became a proclaimer of Jesus Christ, not a persecutor. Amen. He became a proclaimer of this truth and desiring that the Lord be lifted up. And maybe he was thinking about himself when he wrote in Ephesians 5 and 8, "You were sometimes darkness." Sometimes that's where you live. Sometimes that's where you were a part of. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Praise God. Amen. And thank God the Lord used Paul to shine the light. When he brought deliverance from darkness for that young girl in Philippi, you would think they would be celebrated. You'd think they'd be praised and they would be applauded. But no, they were imprisoned. Delivered to darkness by men upset about the change that came to the girl that they used for profit. That's what the devil does, just uses people. Abuses people, discards people. And now Paul and Silas in prison. But a praise break brought an earthquake. Praise God. And the power of the Lord. I pray God help me to worship you in the midnight. Help me to worship you when I don't feel like worshiping you. Help me to worship you, Lord, when things seem impossible. When there doesn't seem to be a solution, there doesn't seem to be an end. Help me to worship you, Lord, because I know you're going to respond. Hallelujah. You're going to bring the answer. You're going to bring the rescue. Praise God. There is power in praise. God, help us to continue to praise and to worship and to lift up the Lord. The jailer called for a light. And then he met Jesus, who is the light. They told him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he heard the word of the Lord. And then he and all his were baptized, praise God, straightway. That doesn't mean they were stiff as a board when they went down. No, it says immediately they were baptized. They didn't wait. They didn't dilly-dally. They didn't hold off. Thank God they did what God commanded in his word. And I pray, God, help us to reach out to those who may be watching our circumstances, who may be trying to determine how they should live based on our example and our modeling of the way that the Lord would call us to walk in His light and not in darkness. And they would want to make the transition out of darkness into His marvelous light, that God would help us and use us for His glory. Amen. And then we'll see households baptized. We'll be able to teach the Word of God to them, and they'll respond with obedience. Praise God. Thank the Lord we can be involved. Zechariah 14 and 7, prophecy is coming to pass. There shall be light in the evening time. Hallelujah. Thank God that we can put our trust in the One who poured out His Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And it's still happening. Thank the Lord. John prophesied about it, you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Lord fulfilled that promise, fulfilled that prophecy. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I'm glad it came from heaven. I'm glad it's not man-made. I'm glad it's not church-made. I'm glad it's not religion-made. All of that would falter and fail. But when it comes from heaven, praise God, the power of the Lord is displayed. The blessing of God comes forth, and it spread to the 120. It spread to 3,000. It spread to 5,000. Thank God we can expect that kind of revival today, because the Lord is still the light of the world, and you are still spirit powered to shine that light, hallelujah, to do the work of God and to show His power. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank God that there is life in the light that the Lord brings forth. There is fellowship in that light, hallelujah, and I can walk with my brothers and sisters and know there is victory, and know there is a denial of darkness and a trembling in the demonic forces, but a power of God that comes forth in a mighty way, hallelujah. Until we step into that realm of eternal victory, we're walking on streets of gold, we're looking at a crystal sea, we're passing through gates of pearl. We know God is on that throne, and that light is forever. There's no need of the sun. There's no need of the moon. There's no need of any kind of artificial light, because He is the light. We will be in that light forever. Hallelujah. And the Lord did declare, not only He is a light of the world, He is a light of the heavens. Hallelujah. He is a light that is eternal. And that's the light we're going to dwell in. Stand with me now, please. Oh, thank God. Thank God for the power and the blessing of that light. Praise God. And the opportunity we have to live in that light. You are the light of the world, He challenged. Amen. How can that be? Because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm thankful that His power is so great. He said, light a candle in the house. Amen. Illuminate it. A city that is set on a hill can't be hid. You are the light of the world. Notice how it expands. Notice how it increases. Notice how it just keeps growing. That's God's design. That's God's plan. That's what God wants to do. Amen. And we can be a part of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Tremendous light. Thank God for the light. Amen. Thank God for the light. Come and pray here for a few minutes now, please. Amen. You can be distanced if you need to. That's fine. But I think it's good for us to come and pray. Good for us to be a part of what God has for us here. Amen. Good for us to receive even more of what the Lord desires to impart. Because there's a lot of darkness in this world. There sure is. Amen. A lot of things that the devil wants to emphasize and bring to your attention, and in fact obscure your view of his light with the darkness that he's trying to increase and diminish the light in our life. But oh, thank God we walk in the light and continue in that. Can we give God praise right now? Oh, we worship your great name, Jesus.